dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Welcome back to Seneca. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. And we are about to get the regional championship underway. Both teams, Marysville and Sabetha, getting 3 runs each to get wins in the regional semifinal, with Marysville clearing Riley County 3-0 in the first game of the day. And then the game just wrapping up a fun one as Sabetha defeats Royal Valley 3-2. It was a lot of great pitching. And we expect more of the same between these two teams here in this one. A spot to the Class 3A State Softball Tournament on the line in Topeka next Thursday. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back here in just a bit. We'll have our starting lineups and get you ready for this one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you think about your farming operation, we hope you think of opportunity and that the best is yet to come. Hi, this is Union State Bank. We offer a full range of ag loans from a team that understands agriculture and our local communities. Come see us for operating and equipment purchase loans, real estate loans, including farmland purchases, capital improvement, livestock, and more. Our team is ready and able to help you move forward. So let's get growing. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions: weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Seneca for the Nemaha Central Class 3A Regional Final. And what a fun tournament this has been. Looking back at how things have kind of gone in this tournament, starting off with the first games in the quarterfinals, Sabetha defeated Hiawatha 7-4, and then Royal Valley defeated Nemaha Central 3-2. That was the 4-5 matchup. Marysville won over ACTHS. That was a 2-7 game, with Marysville advancing. 16-5 was the final in that one. And then the upset, Riley County, the 6th seed, defeating St. Mary's, the 3 seed, 2-0. First game of the day today, after 2 days off for all of the semifinalists, was Marysville defeating Riley County 3-0. That was the 3 o'clock first pitch. And then 4:15 was about when we started between Sabetha and Royal Valley, in which Sabetha won, final score of 3-2. And again, not a whole lot of offense in that one. It was a couple of runs in the first inning for the Blue Jays that set them up. It was an RBI single from Victoria Backtold, as well as a sac fly from Laura Edelman. And then a RBI ground rule double from Alexia Hayden in the second inning, and that would be all the offense they would need. They would give up one run in the second and one in the third, and the pitching would take over, as Chloe Detweiler was fantastic. She went the full distance. She had 4 strikeouts, gave up just 4 walks, 3 hits, 2 runs, with only one of them being earned, including a stretch where she retired 10 in a row from the third inning all the way through 2 outs in the sixth inning. She gave up just one walk, and then she retired the final four batters to get them to the regional finals. And quite the season for Royal Valley. They had a really solid year. This year they finished with the final record of 11-13. As, again, the four seed, second place, is at third place in the Big Seven League. As, of course, the Big Seven and the Mideast will be merging, so Big Seven is no more after this season's over. It'll be the Big East. Teams such as St. Mary's, Rossville, Silver Lake, among others, going to be joining the teams of the Big Seven next year, which should be a jam-packed league, top to bottom, and pretty much every sport they play in. Omaha Central going to, Sabetha going to be colliding with Rossville and Silver Lake, and that's going to be bringing some fun matchups in all the sports. Not a whole lot of league action in football, though. It's mainly about the districts, of course, but we'll get some league games, and some league games will be in district play as well. Doesn't happen too often, but we look forward to that very much with all the success that teams across the area have had over recent seasons. So let's go ahead and take a look at the hitting order, starting off with Marysville. They are the visitors. Leading off and pitching is Lindsay Dressman. Batting second and playing shortstop is Aubrey Dressman. Batting third and playing first is Trinity Hager. Batting cleanup and playing third base is Sarah Nemec. Batting fifth and playing in right field is Grayson Ketter. Batting sixth and DHing is Emma Harries. Batting seventh and playing second base is Grace Turner. Batting eighth and playing in center field is Chloe Dedemore. And batting ninth and catching is Emma Behrens. And Katie Keller is going to be playing left field, but not in the hitting order. So once again, the hitting order for Marysville, it's Lindsay Dressman, Aubrey Dressman, Hager, then Nemec, Ketter, Harries, Turner, Dedemore, Behrens. And now for the number one seed and the home team in this contest, the Sabetha Blue Jays. It will be leading off once again in this one at second base is Kiera Keim. Batting second and pitching is Alexia Hayden. Batting third and playing short is Laura Edelman. Batting fourth and playing first is Aaron Bolts. Playing in right and batting fifth is Victoria Backtold. Batting sixth and playing left is Carson Meyer. Batting seventh and catching is Jillian Stapleton. Batting eighth and DHing is Emerson Montgomery. And batting ninth and playing in center field is Hallie Mitchell. Haley Stahl will be playing third base but not batting. So once again, the hitting order for the Sabetha Blue Jays is Keim, Hayden, Edelman, Bolt, Backtold, Meyer, Stapleton, Montgomery, Mitchell. So as mentioned, it's Alexia Hayden that's going to be on the mound for Sabetha. Taking a look at her numbers, 62 innings pitched coming into today. This is her 15th appearance and making her 13th start, a record of 8-4, has allowed 90 hits, 49 earned runs, 24 walks and 32 strikeouts for an ERA of 5.53, a WHIP of 1.83, and an opposing batting average of .321. It'll be the white uniforms with the pinstripes for Sabetha, just like they did last game. And for Marysville, they have gray uniforms with red letters and numbers with black pants. Well, let's do this and take a look at the field for Sabetha. The defense, left to right in the infield, it's Stahl at third, Edelman at short, Keim at second, and Bolts at first. Hayden is on the mound with Stapleton behind the plate. Meyer in left, Mitchell in center, and Backtold is in right. Lindsay Dressman now stands in and waiting for the umpires to get ready, and we are ready to go. Let's play. First pitch. That's a little bit low for pitch from Alexia Hayden. The 1-0 in there, taken for a strike, evens up the count. Sabetha, after their win in the semifinals against Royal Valley, the record now sitting at 20-6. Soleil rolled right back to the mound. Hayden flips over to first in time to bolt. We're out number one. Mentioned that the pitcher position got a lot of defensive work for both teams in that previous semifinal. Now it's Aubrey Dressman coming to the plate, the shortstop for the Bulldogs. So just like Sabetha, Marysville also trying to get their baseball and softball team to state in Class 3A, with Marysville clinching their home sub-state and getting to the state baseball tournament for the first time since 2006, waiting for the seeding to come out. That pitch in the dirt for ball one. 1-0 pitch. That one a little bit low. Makes it 2-0. Which, going just according to record alone, which is what they based it off of, I do believe that Sabetha will end up as a 3 seed in the baseball tournament. That's not official, though, so we will wait for Acacia to officially release that. As that one swung on, a breaking ball, waved on and missed. And one out here on the top of the first. 2-1 count coming up to Aubrey Dressman. Here's the pitch. Hit to center field. Base hit. In between Edelman and Kine, the middle infielders. And a one-out single for Dressman. So again, for Marysville, a 14-10 record. First pitch bounces in, and a throw down to second. On the steal attempt is out of the glove of the shortstop, Edelman, and a steal for Dressman. It was a good throw by Stapleton, but Edelman couldn't hold on. So Hager, now the batter, Trinity Hager, the first baseman for the Bulldogs. Now when taken for a strike, Marysville on a 3-game winning streak coming into this game. Runner on second, one out here, top of first. Just barely missing Stapleton's glove, who tried to catch that one. A little pop up to the right of home plate. The count is 1-2. Looking to join Silver Lake in the field of eight in Topeka, and now on a breaking ball, swung on a miss in the dirt, drops, sort of first in time for the strikeout. And Dressman will go to third on the drop third strike. And that will bring up Sarah Nemec. A couple steals for the Bulldog shortstop. First pitch from Hayden. Now misses outside for ball one. I think she missed that one high or low. I think it was just a smidge outside. Here's the 1-0. Hold foul, third base side. Stall over there at third base. Terrific defensive performance, including getting the final two defensive plays of the game. On one pitch, hold foul again. A little bit harder on the ground this time. It makes it 1-2. Sabetha started the season 8-0, including defeating Marysville all the way back on March 28th twice at Sabetha, 8-7 and 15-1. One two pitch, pulled past the glove of Stahl into left field, base hit. One run rule score, rounding first, heading for second, trying to get extra bases, and she does so successfully. Two out RBI double from Sarah Nemec, and the Bulldogs strike first here in the regional championship game. That'll bring up Grayson Ketter, the right fielder. Hayden trying to avoid giving up a crooked number here at the top of the first. First pitch misses, low ball one. Jays might need a bit more offense than they got last game, but we will see how things unfold. High pitch. She went around. Would have messed up high, but called for a strike. They even count 1-1. Get her the fifth batter up in the hitting order for the Bulldogs. Opposite way down to the first base line. Picked it up. Bobbled it a little bit, but some time to spare. She touches on the bag, and that will be the final out. RBI double from Sarah Nemec, and the Bulldogs are on the board first. We go to the bottom of first coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Kime TS of Cepeda is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Cepeda. We make it happen.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Blue Jays give up a run at the top of the first. RBI double from Sarah Nemec, bringing home Aubrey Dressman. And the Blue Jays will come to the plate for the first time today. Once again, the hitting order for the Sabeth Blue Jays is Kiera Keim, Alexia Hayden, Laura Edelman, Aaron Boltz, Victoria Bachtold, Carson Meyer, Jillian Stapleton, Emerson Montgomery, and Hallie Mitchell. Time comes to the plate for the fifth time today. First time in the ball game, she went 2-for-4 with a pair of singles, a run, and a stolen base in their semifinal win over Royal Valley just moments ago, batting 527 coming into today. First pitch, and that one in there, strike one. Taking a nice pitch from Lindsay Dressman, the starter for Marysville. Now we'll hit opposite way to the third baseman, Nemec, throw to first in time for the out. Nice snag. That ball was hit pretty well to the third baseman, but she throws it cleanly for round number one. That brings up Alexia Hayden, and let's take a look at the defense for the Marysville Bulldogs. Left to right in the infield, it's Nemec at third, Aubrey Dressman at short. It's Turner at second and Hanger at first. First pitch misses down low. Farron's behind the plate making that scoop with Lindsay Dressman, the pitcher, rounding out the battery. Left to right in the outfield, Keller is in left, Dedemore in center, and Kidder is in right. So Alexia Hayden entered the day batting .493. And last game she went 2-for-3, RBI ground rule double in the second inning and a single in the fourth. Foul straight back to the screen makes it 1-1. Hayden in that first game played shortstop. Now, of course, on the mound. So here's the pitch from Lindsay Dressman. And it's down low, 4-2. Mentioned her sister Aubrey over there at shorts. The 2-1 pitch. Check swing, didn't go. Misses high and away. Ball three. Hitters count coming up for Hayden. Mentioned the .493 batting average. That comes in 69 at-bats with 34 hits, 16 singles. That one taken for a strike that's up in the zone. But 9 doubles and 8 home runs. 18 total extra base hits. So she has more extra base hits than singles. The 3-2 pitch coming up here from Lindsay Dressman. Foul straight back, will do it again. And the one triple, she has 33 RBI, which is fourth on the team. 6 walks. That's not a... Looking at the wrong line there. She has 24 walks with just 3 strikeouts. Trying to avoid one right here. Uh, Oh, that a play, first base side, blasting that one. So 94 plate appearances, just 3 strikeouts, 24 walks. For 24 walks is the most on the team. Looking to get one right here. 3-2 pitch. Blasted left field. That is down for a base hit. And it'll be a one-out single in the bottom of the first for Alexia Hayden. So that'll bring up Laura Edelman, the shortstop for Savetha in this game. Edelman entered the day with a .494 batting average and a pinch runner for the Blue Jays. That is Aubrey Schmelzley, who will pinch run for Alexia Hayden. Edelman with 46 RBI, which is the most on the team. First pitch taken, strike one. Game one, she did have an RBI. It was a sac fly to right field, so actually make that 47 runs batted in for Edelman. The pitch. Taken up high for ball one, evens up the counts. Hayden over at first. And here's the pitch. That's taken for a strike, strike two. Pitch from Dressman, and just outside, that one missing. Marysville crowd thought that that was a strike, but does not get the call. Which, to be fair, they don't have the best vantage over there on that side. 2-2 blasted to left field. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is! Foul! Just barely missed it. And the count will remain 2-2 as a long allowed foul ball. Edelman with 7 home runs, which is the second most on the team, only behind Alexia Hayden, who's over there at first base. Another 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Just a ninth time that she has been retired to be the strikeout this season. So 2 outs for Aaron Bolts. Coming into today, batting .434. First pitch, swing and a miss, behind on that fastball. Bolts was 1-for-3 with a single in the semifinal game. Here's the 0-1. Slicing, opposite way, foul. Ketter tried to chase that one over in right field, didn't have enough time, not quite enough air under it. And Bolts will get ready for an 0-2 pitch coming up here from Lindsey Dressman. That one hit on the ground to the second baseman. Flip over to first in time for the final out. So Sabetha strands one, and Marysville leads it 1-0. You go to the second up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
You want to bank on your time at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Marysville leads Sabetha 1-0. Go to the second inning. Regional championship here in Seneca between the Bulldogs and the Blue Jays. First pitch. And there's strike one. Nice pitch by Alexi Hayden to Emma Harries, the designated hitter for Marysville in the sixth spot in the hitting order. First inning for Hayden, she gave up a pair of base hits, including an RBI double to Sarah Nemec. And that pitch wide of the mark. Misses Stapleton completely. Goes to the backstop. Evens the count 1-1. It was a long, loud out to left field from Laura Edelman last inning. It was just outside the foul pole in left field. Is that one taken for a ball? And Sabetha, they strand a runner in the bottom of the first. 2-1, that misses up high for ball three. Hitter's count coming up for Harries. Through on pitch, opposite way to right field, and that will drop foul. Just barely, only missed that one by about 5 to 7 feet in foul territory. The count's now full. That pitch was elevated, and Hayden very fortunate that didn't drop in for a base hit. 3-2 pitch. That's low, ball four. A six-pitch walk to Harries, and she's aboard. And that brings up Grace Turner, the second baseman for the first time today for the Bulldogs. So leadoff walk, Marysville. Try to capitalize. First pitch. Going to get a bunt down. Just foul. That's a nice hustle play by Stahl, third baseman, charging that one heartily. Threw a laser over to first. If it was fair, she would have been out by about two steps. That was very impressive. But instead, it's just strike one. The one popped up, playable, foul territory, and that's caught. About 10 feet to the right of home plate and about 4 feet in front of it. One down as Hayden makes the play herself. And that'll bring up Chloe Dedamore, the center fielder. With one on, one out. Dedamore takes ball one upstairs in the eighth spot in the hitting order. Leadoff walk by Harries. She's still over there occupying first base. That ball, little blooper, L drop in for a base hit. Pass the second baseman time. And it is a one-out single. Harries up to second. Third hit allowed of the day by Hayden. And that'll bring up the nine hitter, Emma Behrens, the catcher. Multiple base runners for the Bulldogs and an opportunity right here. First pitch, that one a little bit low, taken for ball one. By the way, I got an update regarding Hallie Mitchell, what was going on with her last game. She was dealing with the heat a little bit. And this one chops fully to the shortstop. Throw to first is in time. Beat it by a step with runners moves up. As mentioned, she looked like she was kind of just disoriented out there. After getting a single to right field, she ended up stealing second, getting to third. And when she dove back into third, she was kind of slow to get up. Apparently, she told, I don't know if she was one of the parents, she said that there was a point where she couldn't see. That is very dangerous, but she said she's okay. She's out there in center field right now as that one misses up and away. Ball one to Emma Behrens. I beg your pardon for Lindsay Dressman. Now and taken for a strike, nice pitch by Hayden. The Dressman, she grounded back to the mound her first time up. This being Lindsay Dressman, Aubrey, her sister, on deck. 1-1 pitch. Now it bounces in. Good stop by Stapleton as it bounces about a foot in front of home plate. Runners on second and third. Two outs here in the top of the second. Marysville leading Sabetha 1-0 regional championship game here at Nemaha Central. Now it hits off her ankle and into fair territory. It'll call a foul ball. Umpire catches it there. Two-two count coming up, excuse me. And then the inning right here. Just a smidge outside. Is the crowd in front of me not liking that call, but that was the correct call. It missed outside. It was a little low as well. And the count is now full. Payoff pitch. And now on jammed. Foul. Aubrey Dressman getting out of the way as that one was going right towards the batter's circle where she was located. The count remains 3-2. In there, strike three, got her looking. Two left on, none come across. And Marysville still leads 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Marysville leads Sabetha 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the second. Blue Jays will bring up the 5-6-7 hitters, Bechtold, Meyer, and Stapleton. Bulldogs got their lone run in the top of the first. And Marysville has not allowed a run here yet this afternoon. They defeated Riley County 3-0 in the semifinal and, of course, through one inning of pitching. Haven't allowed one yet as his fastball up and away, but swung on and missed by Bechtold for strike one. Bechtold 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a couple steals as well in their semifinal win. That ball hit towards the left side of the infield, a blooper, and is caught by the third baseman, Nemec. We're out number one. Just got under that one by a little bit. It was a nice play by Nemec. She had to backpedal a little bit and caught it just inside the foul line on the third base side. Now bring up Carson Meyer. The left fielder went 0-for-2 with a walk that first game. That one fouled straight back to the screen for strike one. Also on the season, batting 354. Hard to believe with a batting average that good. She has the seventh best batting average on the team. Is that one taken for a strike? Makes it 0-2. That's because the team bats 4-11 as a combined unit. 273 hits out of 664 at-bats coming in today. Swung on a miss, played on that fastball for strike three. That's four straight retired now by Lindsay Dressman, and that brings up Jillian Stapleton. Base is empty, two gone here in the bottom of the second. It's Sabetha trailing 1-0. First pitch, low and away, missing ball one. Been playing for about 30 minutes so far. Now in there for strike one, evens the count. First game that hit the airwaves here. We started at 4:15. And this game started around 6:15. 1-1 pitch, lofted to right field. And that is caught. Not having to move much is Ketter. And Sabetha retired in order. We go to the third. Sabetha trails 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to the third in Marysville, currently up 1-0 on Sabetha. Bulldogs trying to add to their leads. They come up with their 2-3-4 hitters with Aubrey Dressman leading off. She had a single in the first inning. She had a couple steals and came home to score the lone run. Alexia Hayden has given up 3 hits, 1 walk, and 1 on run so far through 2 innings. First pitch. Pulled left field side, and that is fair. That looked to me like it was probably foul, and the throw gets away as it goes into the infield, heading for second, rounding it, and going for third, and she's going to be in there. So a mistake on the throw in from left field. Now to me, that ball looked like it was foul, but umpire will trust his judgment because he probably has a better look at it than I do. But either way, an error gets Dressman all the way to third base. That brings up Trinity Hager. And first pitch in there for strike one. Now Sabetha has to do a lot to avoid giving up their second run of the game and falling deeper in the hole early in this one. On the ground, right back to the mound. Hayden, breaking for home, a throw for home, and she got it a rundown. And she'll tag her out. And now going to throw down to second. She heads for second, and she is out for the double play. Unbelievable double play turn. Terrible base running by Marysville. And Sabetha capitalizes on the base running mistake by the Bulldogs. I don't know what Aubrey Dressman was doing. She had absolutely no business heading home after a ball that was right back at the mound to Alexia Hayden. And a fantastic job executing that pickle with Stapleton behind the mound. Stall at third, throwing down to second, and the tag out by Kime for the double play. So now the bases are empty for Sarah Nemec. With 2 outs, that one misses low and in for ball one. She had the RBI double back in the first inning. What a turn of events. Getting the 1-2-5-4 double play. Now one hit back to the shortstop. Edelman throw is not in time. She knocked it down, kept in front of her. But Nemec is safe. And that'll be an E6. That was definitely a playable ball for Edelman. And that'll bring up Grace Ketter. Grounded out her first time up. Back in the first inning. First pitch from Hayden. Foul tip straight back. in between the legs of Stapleton for strike one. Mentioned Silver Lake already in the field of eight, Class 3 state softball tournament in Topeka. That was there for a strike. She checked swing, but didn't go when the pitch was in the strike zone. Silver Lake struggled in the championship game against Santa Fe Trail after cruising to the regional championship. They won that game 1-0 was the final. Swing and a miss, and there is the final out. Tabitha, they don't give up a run despite a leadoff single getting all the way to third with nobody out, but a double play gets them out of the inning. It's 1-0 Marysville. We go to the bottom of the third up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Kansaland Radio.
Go to the bottom of the third. Sabetha looking for some offense here. First pitch is taken for ball one. And an exciting top of the third in which Aubrey Dressman had a leadoff single. She got to third on an error from left field. Then a 1-2-5-4 double play. That one hit in the air foul. Even if you count 1-1. It was a ground ball right back to the mound. And Dressman decided to take off for home. The throw came in to Stapleton. She ran down the third base line. Threw it to third. Saw the tag as this ball is hit on the ground. Right side of the infield. Fielded cleanly by Turner. Flipped to first in time for the out. And then Nemec. Take your pardon, sorry. Hager, she was the hitter that put the ball in play. She decided to head towards second after reaching safely first. And a throw from Stahl to Keim was in time for the out. First pitch in there, strike one to Hallie Mitchell. Mentioned the fact that she was dealing with a little bit of heat issues last game. She is okay and returns. Is that one thrown on the miss? He evens the count, makes me beg your pardon. Sorry. 0-2 now the count. But Lindsay Dressman on the rubber for Marysville has retired six straight batters now after giving up a one-out single in the first. That's the only batter she's allowed on base. Swing and a miss. Strike three got her. Two gone. And makes that seven in a row. Now bring up the top of the order for the second time today with Kiara Kine. She grounded out on a hard hit ball to third base, but it was snagged nicely by Nemec. That one started off the game. First pitch. Now in the opposite way once again. This time charging is Aubrey Dressman, the shortstop, and that's not going to be able to get the throw there in time. It's an infield single. Kine had an infield single last game. And she is the first base runner since just having one out in the top of the bottom of the first. And that brings up Alexia Hayden, who has the lone other hit in the ball game. And there, no, time doesn't go. She had a large secondary lead, and taking strike one is Hayden. 1-0 Marysville here in the bottom of the third. Blue Jays hoping to get something going here with two outs. That pitch, this is high and outside, almost looks like a pitch out. Barron's the catcher, having to come to her feet and move to her right to make that catch. Right-handed hitting pitcher, Hayden waits. Now one outside. 2-1, a significant frame. She moved her glove about 7 inches to the left. She's trying to get the umpires called. Not going to be successful that time. 2-1 pitch. Chucked on the ground right back to the mound. Let's go to first four. No, she drops it. And heading for third, nobody covering. It's Kiara Kime, and now heading for second. Nobody's covering second, and she's safe. And she's going to break for home. The throw is high, and she's got her in a rundown, and she's tagged out. Almost the same thing that happened last inning. Poor base running mistakes, and Sabetha got greedy. We'll go to the fourth, as it's still 1-0 Marysville here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Summer, mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha got greedy on the base pass, and they paid for it. As in between third and home is Kiara Kime. She's thrown out in the pickle. And Kiara comes up, beg your pardon, Sabetha comes up empty in the bottom of the third. We go to the fourth, 1-0 Marysville, regional championship here in Seneca. First pitch, taken for a ball to Emma Harries. She walked to lead off the second inning. It's been a very interesting past inning with the questionable base running decisions for both teams. That one taken for strike one. Nice off-speed pitch there from Alexia Hayden. 1-1. Misses low and inside. For ball two. Aiden readies with the 2-1. Swing and a miss. He does the count. Aiden going with the off-speed pitch here in this plate appearance. Harries was stranded at third her first time up after getting a leadoff walk. Now this is high. 4-3. Count run full. Hayden taking some time in between pitches, and now she's ready with it. That's low, bounces in, ball four. Two walks for the designated hitter for Marysville, and that will bring up the opposing second baseman, Grace Turner. Popped out back to the mound, her first time up. It was in foul territory on the first base side. The third consecutive inning that the leadoff batter has reached for the Bulldogs. First pitch, trying to get a butt down, pulls back, pitch misses for ball one. Just a hair outside. Doesn't bunt this time, hits one right back to the mound, throw to second in time for one, throw to first in time for another double play. 1-6-3 double play gets Harries at second and Turner out at first. Two out, and the bases are now empty for Chloe Dedamore. Dedamore was singled in the second inning. And she was stranded at second. His first pitch taken strike one. Which was up and in the zone again. Taking something off that one at time. The one hit to the shortstop, booted by Edelman. Picks up, throws in time for the out. And they face the minimum amount of batters faced. Marysville comes up empty. We go to the bottom half of the fourth. We played half of our ball game It's Marysville 1, Sabetha 0, regional championship here in Seneca on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
KNZA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth, and Sabetha still looking for their first run of the game. Just two hits and two base runners all ball game, and we're halfway through. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Laura Edelman will lead things off for the Blue Jays. First pitch bounces in, ball one. Lindsey Dressman, the Bulldogs pitcher, has been super effective. Three strikeouts, three innings. Again, two hits, no walks, and no runs. Powering fly ball, shallow right field, playable and caught by the right fielder Ketter for out number one. That brings up Erin Bolts. She grounded out to second her first time up. First pitch to the first baseman. Hit foul territory. First base side. Out of play. Winner of this one, of course, regional champions, gets a ticket punch to state. And it'll be in Topeka this year. It was in Manhattan last year, but it's in Topeka this year. Not as quite far of a drive. And there's a base hit. Speaking of drives, she drove that one into center field. And a one-out single for Erin Bolts. And with one down, that'll bring up Victoria Backtold. Mentioned she had the RBI single last game. Chance to get another one right here. First pitch to her. And there, strike one. Popped up to the third baseman her first time up. Just missing, a little bit low. Evens the count up at 1-1. Game's been cruising right along. We've only been playing for about 45 minutes, but we're already at the halfway mark. 1-1, opposite way, foul. Makes it 1-2. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Marysville holding on to a narrow 1-0 lead here against Sabetha. 1-2 pitch. Straight back to the screen. And we'll do it again. Taking a lot for us to get this tournament in with all the weather and whatnot. We were only able to use one field in the quarterfinal matchups. Played them back to back to back to back without any breaks in between. Straight back to the screen and then resuming action here this afternoon. And we're scheduled to play the semifinals and the championship yesterday. Of course, all the weather pushing it back yet again. 1-2 pitch. Right side of the infield on the ground. Flip to second is wide of the mark into left field. The throw goes, but holding at second and staying there is Bolts. And that was, I think, a very good decision. Just went to shallow left field. But either way, Backtold reaches on a fielder's choice. And the air allows Bolts to get up to second. And that'll bring up Carson Meyer with multiple base runners aboard. The home plate umpire making sure that the other umpires are in the right spot. What the holdup is here. Meyer struck out her first time up in the second inning, and she now digs in. First pitch from Dressman, trying to get a bunt down, and right back to the pitcher, and the only play is at first. It's in time, and both runners move up. There's now two outs. And that'll bring up Jillian Stapleton. Two outs right fielder, first time up. And coming into today, batting 403. In the previous game, she had a single in the second inning. Dressman tying her shoe, giving her some extra time. And now the home plate umpire will wipe off home plate and some extra words between Stapleton and Coach Ross over there on the third base side. And now she will stand in. Runners on second and third, down 1-0, and two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Pivotal spot in this ball game. First pitch. On the ground, foul first base side. Towards the Bulldogs dugout. And just a reminder that we'll be covering Sabetha baseball in their state tournament coming up next Thursday and possibly Friday in Manhattan. Toyton Family Stadium. That pitch fouls straight back to the screen. Makes it 0-2. Now Dressman just one strike away from getting out of the jam without giving up a run. Marysville has not given up a run yet today. 1-3 against Raleigh County in the semifinals. And holding on to a 1-0 lead here. Dressman back on the rubber. The 0-2 delivery. Popped up in the air. Playable foul territory, first base side, and that ball will be caught by the first baseman Hager for the final out. So Sabetha strands two, both in scoring position. No runs come across, and we go to the fifth. You're listening to Regional Baseball, softball, make your part here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmers D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Go to the fifth. Marysville with a 1-0 lead on Sabetha. Regional championship game. And at the plate for the Bulldogs, to lead things off is the number 9 hitter, Emma Barron, the starting catcher. First pitch. Alexi Hayden, and there's strike one. Barron's grounded out her first time up back in the second inning. Missed opportunity for the Blue Jays in the last half inning. A one-out single by Aaron Bolt. Victoria Backtold reached on a fielder's choice, and the error got Bolt's up to second. That one missing, even the count 1-1. Then a bunt from Carson Meyer got both runners in scoring position. And with two outs, a pop-up in foul territory ended the inning. 1-1 pitch. That one misses up a little bit. Makes it 2-1. Fun day of softball here at Nemaha Central as that ball loops to left field, and that will allow enough time for the diving play to be made by Meyer in left. She made a terrific play last game in left field. She makes a diving effort. Four out, number one. That ball just kept hanging. It had enough backspin on it to keep it in the air long enough for the charging Meyer to get under it and make the diving catch for out number one. Spectacular defense today by Sabetha. They had the 1-2-5-4 double play in the third and the 1-6-3 double play last inning. And this one hit towards left field again. This one will drop in, though, for a base hit. And it's a one-out single for the batter that led off the game, Lindsey Dressman. The sixth base hit today from Marysville. Bulldogs hitting has objectively been better than Sabetha's today, but only have the one run to show for it. And now it'll be Aubrey Dressman coming to the plate. She had a single in the third inning. A couple extra practice swings here from Aubrey Dressman, and now she digs in. First pitch to her. Pops it up, foul territory, third base side, and that's just out of play. It's one of the Marysville vans after a couple bounces. A one pitch. We're trying to get a bunt down. Pitch missing up high. And she pulls back. And it evens the count 1-1. So Lindsey Dressman, a one-out single. Aubrey Dressman, 2-for-2 today. Pulls back and now throw down to first and just barely got back in time. The tag was a little bit lower there from Bolt. She might have gotten it, but she instead tagged her high and as a result not going to get the call. The count is 2-1. One out, one runner on. Here's the pitch. Dressman pops that one up. Out of play. Makes it 2-2. And Lindsey Dressman over there at first has gotten some pretty big secondary leads. Pops that one up. That would have been ball three. Instead, it's out of play. And we'll do the 2-2 pitch over again. That was up at about neck level. And Aubrey Dressman, not super tall, so it wasn't pitch that missed super duper high. Just was high for her strike zone. Here's a 2-2 pitch once again from Hayden. Breaking ball waits on it, but still pulls it foul. Quite the battle here between Aubrey Dressman and Alexia Hayden. Runner on first and one out here in the top of the fifth. Marysville 1, Sabetha 0. Pitch. And released that one way too late. It gets to the backstop on pitch that misses way high. Stapleton can get to it. And wild pitch allows Lindsey Dressman to advance to second base. Now a base hit gets Marysville their second run of the day. As if it's put in the right spot. Three-two pitch. And that one misses up high, ball four. Multiple base runners aboard. With just one out. And that brings up Trinity Hager. She put the ball in play in that wild double play in the third inning. So she's 0-for-2. Pitch bounces in there. Stapleton, nice stop behind home plate for Stapleton. Sun's starting to go down a little bit here. It's been out all afternoon long. Haven't had a single time where the clouds have gone in front of the sun. This is up high. Count is now 2-0. Hayden trying to settle back in after giving up a walk to Aubrey Dressman in a heavily contested battle. As that pitch right down the heart of the plate, evens the count. Beg your pardon, makes it 2-1. Sabetha's defense has had double plays in the last two innings. They would love to get another one right here to end the inning. Slices it foul. That evens the count 2-2. So now you got an opportunity, an advantageous spot for Hayden. I'd love a strikeout to keep those runners at first and second. Three strikeouts on the day for Hayden, looking for a fourth right here. Hold on the ground, touches third for the fourth, throw to first, and in three consecutive innings with a double play for Sabetha's defense. Sabetha gives up none. It is still 1-0. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Go to the bottom of the fifth. Sabetha's defense continues to keep this team in it. Three consecutive innings with a double play. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Still a 1-0 Marysville lead. It'll be Emerson Montgomery leading things off. Coming into today, batting 294 for Stitch. Swing and a miss behind that fastball, strike one from Lindsey Dressman, who's been terrific on the hill. Montgomery did not start in that first game, but she did come in and pinch run. Five hits, two extra base hits, both being doubles. That ball, foul territory, third base side. Extending, unable to make the catch as Nemec at third. Good hustle, just barely unable to make the play. Makes it 0-2. Six RBI, 18 runs as well for Montgomery. A lot of other teams in the area. Should be one of the best hitters on the team. That one's straight back. Just happens to play for a team that has six batters over 400 and batting 4-11 as a team. Here today, 0-1 though, ground out to second. 0-2 pitch coming up from Lindsey Dressman. Swing and a miss. Fastball low. Flip over to first on the drop third strike is in time for out number one. That brings up Hallie Mitchell. Her second plate appearance. Usually if you have somebody coming up to plate for the second time in the fifth inning, it usually tells you how the pitcher's doing, which she's doing terrifically. Is that one missing high and away? By the way, Mitchell wearing number 99 with the pinstripes, looking like a certain other 99 pinstripes. She happens to be a pretty good hitter. Swing and a miss. Sign on that pitch makes it 1-1. So Mitchell trying to channel in some Aaron Judge-like hitting here, eating it. And Sabetha has just three hits so far to this point. 1-1, swing and a miss. Pitch that would have been a ball that was up and outside. Takes it 1-2. Pitch from Dressman. Foul straight back. Do it again. Mitchell just a little bit late on that fastball. Love to see her choke up a little bit. Looks like she is just a smidge. That's a decent choke up, I would say. 1-2, puts it in play to the shortstop. Field cleanly by Aubrey Dressman, and she gets the out at first for out number two. So that's four batters in a row retired for Lindsey Dressman, and that brings up the top of the order for the third time today with Kiara Kine. She had a single in the third inning and didn't have the best decision base running wise. She was caught in between third and home. And a left-handed hitting second baseman digs in for her third time today. First pitch. Now one in there, strike one. Outside portion of the strike zone. It was well placed. So Kine has three hits this afternoon in her six at-bats, which actually would bring down her batting average. So today is at 527. Pulls that one right to the third, excuse me, the first baseman. Well dug by Hager. And she steps on the bag for the final out. Sabetha goes down in order. We go to the sixth. Up next with Marysville up 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, we go back to Sabetha being back on the hill. We got a new pitcher. And that new pitcher in question for the Blue Jays, pulling up her roster here, it's Chloe Detweiler coming into the game for Lexi Hayden. Solid outing for Lexi here this afternoon. And she goes five innings as we go to the sixth. 1-0 Marysville leading Sabetha. And I believe that is the only pitching change, or excuse me, the only defensive change. The first pitch in there, strike one. To Sarah Nemec, had the responsible for the only run of the game. She had an RBI double in the first inning. Detweiler did pitch in that last game, of course. Went the distance, seven innings, four strikeouts. That one's going on a miss, strike two. Four walks, three hits, one earned run, two runs total. So she comes in here in the sixth inning after a really solid effort from Alexia Hayden. 0-2 in the dirt. Count 1-2. Oh, and bounces in there, evens the count 2-2. So five innings, three strikeouts, three walks, five hits, one earned run. The stat line for Lexi Hayden here in this one. Swing and a miss. Strike three, throw down to first in time. We're out number one. So a solid outing for Hayden, and at best she'll get a no decision. And that will bring up Grayson Ketter, 0-2 on the afternoon. Ground out and a strikeout. The lanky right fielder will dig in with one out here in the top of the sixth. Bulldogs trying to extend their lead. First pitch, taking strike one. He's a little bit up in the zone. Opposite way, foul down the first base line. Hit that one pretty good. If she put that one in play, that might have been trouble. was just a little bit tardy to the party that time. So Detweiler back on the rubber of the pitch. That one misses high and away. It's just ball one. Sabetha's offense will have two more opportunities left. And opposite way, not hit quite as well this time, though. And foul. It keeps it at 1-2. Of course, they'll have two opportunities should they fail to not get any runs next inning or get one run next inning. One, two, in there. Strike three, got her looking. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the relief outing for Chloe Detweiler. Two down. That brings up Emma Harries. Two plate appearances, two walks. And she's been stranded twice as well. First pitch. That one misses up and away, ball one. Looks at her arm for a play sheet. Now is back on the rubber. 1-0, just a smidge down low, evens up the count. Excuse me, makes it 2-0. A little bit low for ball three. So back-to-back strikeouts, and now finds herself in the hole 3-0. Trying to strike out the side. Got some work to do if she wants to do so. 3-0 misses at ball four. Four-pitch walk after a couple strikeouts for Detweiler, and Harries reaches via base on balls for the third time today. And that will bring up Grace Turner. 0 for 2, grounded into a double play in the fourth and popped out for the first time up in the second. And correction, we have a pinch hitter here. And it'll be Paige Siemens. So she will pinch hit for the second baseman. Siemens is a sophomore. One of five 10th graders on this roster. And she'll come to the plate with a runner on first and two outs here in the top half of the sixth inning. 1-0 Marysville leads it. Regional championship here in Seneca. Also a pinch runner as well. That will be Katie Keller pinch running. Keller is playing in left field, but not in the hitting order. So Detweiler with the first pitch to Paige Siemens. And there's strike one. It was low and in, but called for strike one. Corner infielder is playing in front of the bags. Rope right on the line. Couldn't quite catch it. Throw on to first is in time, though, for the final out. Good defensive play once again by Stahl. She's been terrific over there at third base. They strand a runner. Will go to the bottom of the sixth. Marysville still leading Sabetha 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the bottom of the sixth, and Marysville still leading Sabetha 1-0. That first run of the game coming all the way back in the top half of the first. It was an RBI double from Sarah Nemec. Sabetha's offense themselves have had their struggles, to say the least. Just three hits here this afternoon. And the last five have been retired in order. That's thanks to terrific pitching from Lindsay Dressman. And she'll face the 2-3-4 hitters coming up here for Blue Jays, and it's going to be led off by Alexia Hayden. Hayden is 1-for-2 on the day, a single in the first inning. First pitch. This is low for ball one. There's one hit in the fourth, one in the third, and one in the first. Went down in order in the second and fifth innings. That one in there for a strike, evens up the count. Sabetha has only had multiple base runners twice today. Strike, nice frame there by Behrens behind the plate for strike two, making one and two. One, two pitch from Lindsay Dressman. High and outside, evens the count 2-2. Both teams trying to keep their season alive and get to Topeka next Thursday. The 2-2. Fouled opposite way. Hit the tree and was falling down to the parking lot. That tree is kind of playing as a savior on the first base side, protecting some cars that are over there. Some foul balls. Back here on the field, here's the 2-2 once again. Pops up, foul territory, first base side, running out of room, and watching it go out of play is Hager, the first baseman. So Hayden continues to battle after she battled very well on the mound to start the game again. She went five innings, three strikeouts, three walks, five hits, and one on run. Swing and a miss behind on the fastball up and outside for strike three. And one down for Laura Edelman. Edelman 0-for-2 on the day, strikeout and a flyout to right field. Batting in the three spot in the hitting order. First pitch misses ball one. Would imagine if Marysville were to go to the state tournament, they'd probably be the 7 or the 8 seed most likely, kind of just going by their record, is they're 14-10. 1-0. That's in there for a strike. If Sabetha makes it, I'd probably imagine they'd probably be a 3-4-5 seed, judging on their record, which is 20 wins and 6 losses. 1-1. Late on that fastball. Strike two. Swing on and miss. Count is now 1-2 with one out. And here's the pitch. In the air towards center field. Denimore there for the out. Her first defensive play of the game for out number two. That's 7 batters retired in a row by Dressman, and that brings up the cleanup hitter, Aaron Bolts. The first baseman doesn't have anything to clean up here, though, as the bases are empty. She had a single in the fourth inning. That's the last time that the Blue Jays have had a base hit. Out of play, first pitch. First base side, late on that one a little bit. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth, 1-0 Marysville still the lead. On the ground to the shortstop, right to her, throw to first in time, another 1-2-3 inning for the Marysville defense. And we'll go to the top of the seventh, one more opportunity for Marysville to get some insurance runs. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Time offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Time Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we go to the top of the seventh in Marysville, currently up on Sabetha, 1-0. Here in the Class 3A Nemaha Central Regional Championship. And leading things off for the Bulldogs is Chloe Dedamore, made a catch last inning in center field. She's 1-for-2, had a single in the second inning. First pitch misses low from Chloe Detweiler, coming in for relief last inning in her first inning of relief. Had a couple strikeouts, allowed a walk. That was it. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Blew it by her. Unes the count. The Blue Jays starting to run out of time on their season. Trying to avoid the upset here. Both teams are hoping to get their softball and baseball teams to state. Sabetha, or both these two teams already have their baseball teams in. Swing and a miss. Of course, although they were both in Class 3A, both were in separate regionals for baseball. Incredible regional win for Sabetha. Now a miss is blown away after a comeback win in the seventh inning against Jefferson West and then defeating a top seed undefeated Bishop Ward to get to state. Brennan Tabin calling those. Did an excellent job for us. 2-2 pitch. In there, strike three, got her. Fastball outside corner. And that is the third strikeout in this relief effort from Chloe Detweiler. And that's her seventh strikeout of the day as well. She had just four strikeouts in her seven innings of work last game. And she's already got three here and one in a third inning. That brings up Emma Behrens. 0-for-2, ground out, fly out. First pitch. In there, breaking ball. Strike one, back door. Breaking inside, that was well done. Here is the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch on the outside corner of the strike zone. Barron's the number 9 hitter, so the top of the order about to come through for the fourth time with Lindsey Dressman on deck. Swing and a miss. Got her down on strikes, and she matches her strikeout total from her 7-inning performance last game. And she does it in 1 2/3 innings. And that brings up Dressman. Lindsey Dressman is 1-for-3, a single in the fifth inning. She was stranded at second. Actually, correction, she was forced out at third. First pitch. Opposite way, a little liner, a blooper. It's foul over the head of Bolts there at first. Didn't miss by much, probably only about a foot and a half or so. So that is strike one. The one pitch hit in the air, shallow center field. That's going to be caught. A little blooper caught by Kime. And Marysville goes down in order. So one more opportunity for Sabetha to try to keep their season alive. They trail 1-0 going to the bottom of the seventh. It'll be Bechtold, Meyer, and Stapleton up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Sabetha just has three more outs away to keep this season alive as they trail 1-0 going into the bottom of the seventh. Regional championship here on KNZA. First pitch, that one bounces in, ball one, to Victoria Backtold, who is 0-2 in this game. In their semifinal win versus Royal Valley, she went 1-for-3, RBI single in the first. Lindsay Dressman back out there. Chopped on the ground, right to the second baseman, fields it cleanly. Turner up to first and caught by Hager for out number one. Marysville now just two outs away. Dressman is now retired 9 straight. And that will bring up Carson Meyer. 0-for-2 in this game. She went 0-for-2 last game as well with a walk. First pitch. Now this is outside, ball one. A strikeout and a ground out for Meyer. Was right back to the mound. That was in the fourth inning. Here's the 1-0. That's in there for a strike. A lower outer portion of the strike zone, but a strike nonetheless. One pitch. That's outside, missing for ball two. Sabetha has not had a base runner since one out in the fourth inning. And here we are in the bottom of the seventh inning with one out. 2-1, late on that fastball, blew it right by her, swinging the miss, strike two. Lindsay Dressman's fastball has been terrific this afternoon. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Sabetha is down to their final out. That's 10 in a row retired for the right-handed starting pitcher for the Marysville Bulldogs, Lindsay Dressman. And that will bring up Jillian Stapleton. 0-for-2. Fly out to right, pop out to first. First pitch on the ground in play. This should do it. It is not the cleanest, but the throw to first is in time. And Marysville is going to state. They win here in Seneca in the regional championship 1-0. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back to recap this one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs.
and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Who are you going to call? NCR Towing. That's right. NCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. NCR Towing. 785-459-2500.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Marysville headed to state. They defeat Sabetha here in Seneca. Final score 1-0. In a really fun day of softball here in Seneca. Jared Sluffy back with you. Kirk Hillman in the booth recapping this one. And taking a look at Sabetha's final line. It was Kiara Keim who was 1-for-3 with a single. Alexa Hadian had the same line, 1-for-3 with a single. So did Aaron Boltz. Everybody else, unfortunately, was hitless today. And as for their pitching, Alexia Hayden, she gets the loss. She had a solid effort. 5 innings, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks, 5 hits, and 1 earned run. And Chloe Detweiler, in her relief effort, she gave up just 1 walk, no hits, and no runs with 4 strikeouts and 2 innings pitched. And as for the Marysville Bulldogs, who once again are headed to state in Topeka next Thursday, Lindsey Dressman was 1-for-4. Aubrey Dressman was 2-for-2 with a run and with a couple of singles. Trinity Hager was 0-for-3. Sarah Nemec was 1-for-3 with an RBI double. She had the lone RBI of the day, of course. Grayson Ketter was 0-for-3. Emma Harries had 3 plate appearances but didn't have any at-bats because she was walked 3 times. Grace Turner was 0-for-2. Paige Siemens was 0-for-1. Chloe Denimore, she was 1-for-3. And Emma Behrens was 0-for-3. Lindsey Dressman, she was the hero of the day on the rubber. She goes for a complete game shutout in the regional championship. 7 innings, 6 strikeouts, 3 hits, no runs. How about 0 walks as well? She was absolutely terrific here this afternoon into the evening hours. So Marysville will be playing in Topeka next week. They'll be with Silver Lake out there. They're part of that field as well, so that's going to be interesting to see how they match up. And like I said, I imagine Marysville, with their record of now 15-10, their seeding is probably going to be pretty low. They're probably going to be maybe a 7 seed or maybe a 6 seed, and maybe at worst, probably an 8 seed. I don't think they'll probably – I would imagine there's one team out there that has a worse record than 15-10, but I would imagine it's probably about the 7 seed, which they could end up playing Silver Lake in the first round possibly. Nothing is official yet. We'll have to wait for those brackets to come out. That will be at a later date. So – again, Marysville, they defeat Sabetha 1-0, the final score here in Seneca. Thanks so much for listening here this afternoon and evening. Jared Sluffy with you. Kirk Hillman back in the booth. You've been listening to Regional Softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.